Throughout the span of a lifetime, a crab will leave its shell about 20 times as it grows. Before it molts, it fasts, and when it finally leaves its shell behind, it is basically naked and extremely vulnerable for days, until its next exoskeleton hardens and it can eat enough to regain its muscle. During the time it takes for the shell to harden, crabs hide. They hide in rocks, they bury themselves in sand. Like any creature, when they are at their most vulnerable, the instinct is to hide. And that is where we find ourselves when we enter today's lesson from Genesis. The man and the woman, who later in the chapter get named Adam and Eve, have eaten from the tree that God told them not to eat from. And when God comes for a visit, they now understand what it means to feel vulnerable, what it means to feel fearful, and they hide. Very often, this story has been used to talk about shame and disobedience and sin, but what if we reframe this just a little as a description of how humans become aware of themselves as human and finite? Theologian Lynn Bechtel suggests that this story is about the coming of age of humanity. Humans moving out of a childlike state of innocence and into adulthood, where they now understand what it means to feel naked and vulnerable. Theologians for centuries have agreed that this story is about temptation and human nature and the desire to be in control, to be like God. In fact, remember the snake's words from an earlier verse. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Pastor William Brown notes the irony in that as this couple attempted to be more like God, they unwittingly became fully human. So they've eaten from the tree, and this is their first chance to be the adult and take responsibility for their actions, and they fail spectacularly. First, they try to hide when God comes for a visit, and then they play the blame game, right? The man blames the woman blames the snake. It's like my twins. They'll do something, right? They break some rule or make some mess, and they blame each other, completely unyielding from that blame. As a parent, it really annoys me. I get really disappointed at their unwillingness to take responsibility for what they have done. But then they both have to deal with consequences. Adam and Eve's attempt to gain the knowledge of God, and then their subsequent inability to take responsibility for their actions leads to consequences. They can no longer live in the garden. I want to point out that God doesn't just dump them outside the garden wall and abandon them. There's a very long history of God's relationship with humanity that starts at that point. It doesn't end there. And while we read at the end of Genesis 3 that they now must work and bear children and have physical bodies that will die, and now they have an awareness that they will die, we also read that God clothes them, God protects them as he is moving them from the garden into life after the garden. And throughout the rest of the Bible, we read of God's continuing relationship with humans, even to the point of becoming human in Jesus Christ and walking among us. And this is the Jesus that we encounter in today's lesson from Mark's Gospel. So it's been a while since we've heard from Mark, because throughout Easter we've heard from John's Gospel, so a little catch up. In the previous 2.5 chapters, Jesus was baptized, was tempted by Satan, cast out demons, he healed the sick, cleansed a leper, cured a paralytic. He has brought together a ragtag group of common folk to share the love of God for all through healing and forgiveness. But in the process of doing this, he has also shown that he is not going along with the status quo. He's healing people on the Sabbath. He's sharing meals with those who are considered unclean. And he dares to offer the forgiveness of sin. In fact, his ministry is so different from what most pious people would have expected at the time. His family fears for his sanity, and the religious leaders have declared him possessed. The reality is that the religious establishment lacked the ability to describe the power that Jesus displayed because they did not want to admit that it was from God. But even more than not having the words to describe it, they lacked the desire to try to truly understand it and recognize it. Just a few verses before today's reading, the Pharisees are already plotting to kill Jesus. Jesus has a following, and this is not what the Pharisees' plan for the church was. So, in coming home, they have already set their mind on discrediting Jesus and his ministry. Further, it's not enough to agree with the people around and the family that Jesus is out of his mind. They make the claim that he's possessed by the ruler of demons. Their quick decision to claim demon possession, however, was not well thought out, and Jesus destroys this idea in very quick fashion using parables. He asks, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come." He then follows that up with this very interesting illustration. "No one can enter the strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Jesus is not Satan. Jesus is not possessed. But Jesus is the one who can tie up the strong man. Who in this parable is Satan? And plunder his house." The first chapters in Mark up to this point have been leading to this crucial detail. Mark's intention is for us to recognize that Jesus is the Messiah, that Jesus is God incarnate, and this is brought home logically in this story. The strong man is Satan, and only God is stronger than Satan. Therefore, if Jesus is casting out demons and plundering Satan's house, then Jesus must be the Messiah, the Son of God, because no one else would have that power. After this parable, Jesus deals another harsh blow to the Pharisees by forever condemning those who would blaspheme the Holy Spirit. I want to make note that blaspheming the Holy Spirit isn't about questioning. It isn't about doubting. I mean, look how Jesus treated Thomas and Peter, you know, the man who would doubt him and the other man who would completely deny him. In this case, Jesus is very much pointing a finger at the religious leaders who, when faced with grace and love in action, actively and deliberately ascribe the work to Satan rather than admit it is the work of the Holy Spirit. In doing so, they are actively and deliberately attempting to separate God's children from God. And then finally, we get back to the family. At the beginning of this gospel, of this reading in Mark, they were afraid that Jesus might be out of his mind, and they were planning to restrain him. And now they are outside calling for Jesus to join them. His response isn't to run out and greet them. Instead, he redefines family. "Whoever does God's will is my brother and my sister and mother." We are reminded that our family is so much greater than those with whom we share DNA. It surpasses biology and time and physical space. We are all family in the love of God. So there was a lot wrapped up in these few short verses in Mark. And before finishing, I just want to return for a minute to the divine image in Genesis 3. God walking through the garden, seeking out the man and the woman. While we are reminded in this story of the power of temptation and how we can allow vulnerability and fear to chase us into hiding, we are also reminded of God's presence with the flawed, vulnerable humans who started out in the garden but then had to leave. Indeed, God is with all of the flawed and vulnerable human beings throughout history. God will continue to walk with us and engage with us while we grow into that relationship that God intended for us since the beginning of creation. And this is really the good news. This is the good news that caused Jesus to be labeled as out of his mind and declared possessed, because it does shake up the status quo. This is also the good news that we are called to embrace and to share. Amen.